Hare, Joseph. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. January 26, 1898. Dear Brother Hare, I address you and your children. I sympathize with you in your bereavement at this time. If I were with you, I could speak words of comfort to you. But as I am not, I can only trace a few lines and let you know that I do not forget you in your affliction. We are not now coming to the perils of the last days. We are in the midst of them. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Revelation 14, verse 9, 10. John's attention is then called to another party. He beholds the remnant of the people of God who are loyal to him and to the truth, and he exclaims, Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Verses 12 to 14. We are in the evening of this earth's history, and we may lay our dead, knowing that they are hid for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. We need not mourn for them as those who have no hope, for their life is hid with Christ in God. We have every reason to rejoice. Brother Hare, God says to you, Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon the whole world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Revelation 3, verse 10, 11. I address a few words to Father Hare's children. The difficulties which those who put on Christ and keep his commandments must undergo are not of Christ's designing. If any man will come after me, he says, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew 16, verse 24. The duty of intelligent souls is to hold to the truth, to practice virtue. We are born with a disinclination to both. It is sad to find in one's own constitution an opposition to virtues that are commendable in the sight of God, as submission, charity, sweetness of spirit, and patience that will not be provoked. Say to yourselves, dear children, I am weakness, but God is my strength. He has given me my post of duty. The general whom I serve bids me be an overcomer. The moment you take your eyes off Jesus, your natural temperament will lead you to cherish high ideas of yourself. But in this, there is nothing that will give you a permanent hold upon God. Say, This is the enemy self, which I am to oppose. I am to be an overcomer. I will be loyal to God. Let the affliction that has come to your family circle be a blessing to you all. Our dear sister, your mother, loved Jesus. Her warfare is ended. You are to remember that she rests in hope. When he who is our life shall appear, then shall we also appear with him. Colossians 3, verse 4. Let the peace and comfort of the Holy Spirit come unto your hearts. Open the door of your hearts, that Jesus may enter as an honored guest, and you will have a comforter. This is my commandment, that ye love one another. John 15, verse 12. Let the hearts of the living draw close to one another. Let each try to be a blessing to the other, and not a hindrance. I have but a few moments to write now, but I will write to you again soon. God bless you. He does, He will bless you. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. John 14, verse 15-21. Let us prepare for the coming of the Son of Man. Let us be true to God, and we shall receive the crown of life. In love.